If and when the new Prime Minister gets around to his bread and butter reset, the work he has to do on Three Waters is going to be something to behold. That's a genuinely complex issue that either most of us don't get or don't want, or a combination of the two, and it's the co-governance aspect, of course, of that that kills it. Co-governance is not the way forward in this country, or indeed any country. The line they are now using is the one where we apparently misunderstand what it is. So that's the part I'm most looking forward to. What part of us handing over a chunk of a running of water, or an entity, or the country, don't we understand? See, earlier on they tried the line where they said, we already have it, this co-governance, which of course is true, but that doesn't make it right or any more popular. There are disciples of the idea, the latest of which is the Human Rights Commissioner Meng Foon, who argues we should be grabbing it with both hands and running with it. He was responding to a couple of reports that studied colonisation, racism, white supremacy, and decided co-governance is the only way forward. In one of those sweeping statements only a government operator could muster, Foon said the institutional and interpersonal racism occurring daily in our society represents a clear breach of human and Indigenous rights. Really? His answer? Constitutional reform and co-governance. The Waitangi Tribunal, well in excess of 45 years old now, put out a report into Northland, suggested among other things that all Crown land in the region be handed back. I'm assuming that's quite a bit of land. And that is why, for all the ground we have made, we have still to a degree gone backwards. Because in trying to address past wrongs, we've opened ourselves up to the inevitable mission creep. The Tribunal now is so activist, it's absurd. The only upside is we never gave them actual power outside of the power of recommendation. And the likes of the Human Rights Commissioner have drunk so much Kool-Aid, they've ended up blurting out a volume of extremism we can only laugh at, or sigh at, in dismay. We either move forward or we don't. And Hipkins now has the task of explaining why this level of extremism is, one, remotely acceptable, and two, more importantly for him, electorally viable.